This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Well, so many things have gone to a virtual model. Public meetings, events, music, and now we make kind of a historic announcement. Sam Lee, a longtime friend of us here on the radio, joins us. And one of the things, of course, Sam's been involved in for many years is 4-H and FFT. I'm going to let you have the thunder of making the big announcement.
So for everybody that doesn't realize, with everything that's going on around the state with the COVID-19, the governor shutting things down, Oregon State has reached out and said that they are keeping their offices closed through June and that their staff are not allowed to do one-on-one meetings, plannings, or anything else, which basically tells us that we will not be able to have a lamb show this year, or at least not the physical traditional lamb show of all the kids coming together. So the market auction committee that has been put together of 4-H leaders, FFA leaders, extension personnel, and Rotary personnel have come together and decided to make a virtual lamb show. The kids will still be going out, raising their animals, taking care of them, working with them, loving them, and everything else. And then instead of showing up on June 6th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, they'll be taking pictures and videos and submitting them to be judged virtually. This is a new piece that hasn't ever been done in Douglas County, and we're starting to see it happen around the United States with different types of livestock shows. So it should be an interesting time for these kids.
Well, obviously putting this together makes you really have to think out of the box or the pen, perhaps.
Well, luckily we have some really great people in this county who have connections around the United States, and we were able to get a conference call together with quite a few people and talk about some different options and deal with some of these companies that are actually starting to put these on. And so we were able to find out that it is cost effective and that, yes, even here in Douglas County, we can do a virtual show.
So how's it going to work? Give us more specifics.
So the project will be the same for the kids as always. They've already purchased their animals. They've already been taking care of them and raising them. But what's going to happen is we're still going to judge the kid, the youth, and their animal, but it'll be done off of videos and photographs. And instead of getting a champion and reserve champion as we have in the past, we're going to just award them a grade of the ribbon, just like we do at Lamb Show and Fair, of a blue is top, a red is next, and then a white that says the animal isn't quite of quality that it should be. So we're still going to grade, they're still going to be judged, and they're still going to receive their awards. One other thing is, because of this, we will not be able to have our auction on the evening of June 6th. So what we are going to do is start coming out to the public and asking the public to still support these kids by giving donations. We'll pool those funds, and then we will pay the kids out as a premium when they bring their lambs in to get them shipped off to the butchers.
Now, this event has got a long history of getting significant support from the community. People come out and really put some money on the table to help these kids. How do they connect in terms of being able to help financially?
So we'll be sending out buyer's letters as always. Of course, they can mail donations directly to P.O. Box 502, Roseburg. That's the Rotary P.O. Box where we receive everything. And then, of course, they're more than welcome to contact me directly if there's any information that they need about this. Any of the 4-H or FFA members around the county will have information for them on how and where. We will be setting up some stuff on Facebook where you will be able to go on and do donations through either a PayPal or a Venmo account. We're not sure. We're trying to get all that set up. But as we have more information, we'll get it out to the public.
So will people that want to help out then will be, so there's not going to be like a Facebook Live event or something like that then?
Actually, you're talking to somebody that doesn't know anything about that stuff, but we have started working with BP Media about actually doing a Facebook Live event or two and putting it together so that we can get more information out, profile a few of the kids so you can see who these kids are and what they're doing, so you understand a little bit more about how your donate, what your donations are going for.
Wow, there's so this. You know, 3 months ago, we would never thought this was ever going to happen, and people are having to just change how they do everything. But it's laudable that you guys are still trying to do what you can, provide a good opportunity, a good educational experience for the kids. They've still got the animals. They're still working with them, and they'd still like to make some money on them.
Exactly. That's exactly it, Kyle. And this is a great way to kind of help bridge the gap for a year while we're going through a tough time, but still keep the programs and the kids motivated.
Wow. So that's going to be, you're going to be hearing more about it along the way, and I'm sure we'll have Sam back on the radio again at some point to talk more about it. And again, Douglas County Virtual Lamb Show and Premium Sale. So watch for more information about that. Anything else, Sam, people should know about at this point?
Not at this point. Keep your eyes and ears open. We'll be getting more information out.
All right, Sam Lee, you're with us. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, 8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.